it's a sad reflection for the people that in the area that's mean what's happening here with fish, and especially here in the salmon. We know the importance of Ballisteer Bay, and the mean amount of salmon that travel up here every year. I suppose it's disappointing here, as you can see there in the river itself, the inland fisheries are here now, and you can see them putting in sandbags there because of the water is so low at the moment. So, as I said, we still don't know what's the cause of it. But, I mean, the water levels here are very low. Usually they'll be a lot higher than this, and that could be one of the causes to it. And I suppose the temperature of water as well is a major thing, especially with salmon coming in from the wide Atlantic. Just mean on a colder water coming into warmer waters as well.
There could be, as you say, any number of things, and obviously we have to wait until the outcome of the investigation, but the urgency cannot be overstated as to we do need to get to the bottom of this sooner rather than later.
That's for sure, and look, we're lucky enough, just mean we have all the important different agencies here, and they're given their 24/7 to make sure we can get a solution to the problem. I suppose what they've done now is it was from the falls to the up to Merton Savage's bridge. Now that has extended the whole way up. It's even include Loch Arra now, and we know that's a trout river, and we know that it doesn't affect any other fish, only the salmon. So as I suppose they're just taking precautionary measures, and that's welcome. Which means that we'll make sure that we get an answer to the problem. But as I said, we know that they've sent away tests to get done, and it'll be next week before that's back. So I suppose the quicker we get that back, the quicker we might get an answer to the problem. But I mean, in fairness to the fishery boards and all the different groups that are here now to help, that's the most important thing. We have the right people here that's going to try and sort it.
They're only helping now, though, Councillor Healy. We understand, or it was claimed, that the local angling club flagged this. Do questions not need to be answered as to why it took the various agencies to take so long to act?
Well, I don't know that, but look, we know that here in the river, which means you could have a number of fish and dying every year, but I suppose it's the amount of fish now that has died, and I suppose the hundreds of are coming on board over a shorter period. So I says, look, at the agencies are here now. We can't look back at the past. We have to look to the future and see what we can get addressed. And I suppose the most important thing is that we get answers now to the problems.
Devastating for the local angling club at the height of the fishing season too, to see so many salmon in such a terrible state.
Yeah, well look, I suppose the most the bonus out of it is that we've known that over 8,000 fish have travelled up, and hopefully that they're gone up now to the spawning beds and things. We know the importance of them. Like if you see one salmon can lay eggs from 1,500 to 10,000, that's a lot of fish does. So let's look on the positive ends of it, that we know a number of salmon have travelled up, and let's hope that more fish will be able to get up when we can find out what the problem is.